Brace yourself. Police are understandably concerned over a day that presents non-stop challenges, with the potential of violence always present. With all anti-amnesty, anti-government political groups gearing up to escalate their protests and pro-government red shirts vowing to defend the Yingluck administration, the possibility of confrontation is real. Add to that the Senate debate on the amnesty bill and the International Court's scheduled ruling on the Phat Wi Han temple dispute, and we're sure to have a day to remember. I'll have coverage throughout the day, but let's begin with what we have to look forward to. The day begins with a 9 a.m. march by protesters of the People's Army against the Thaksin regime, from the Phan Pha Lilat Bridge to three undisclosed locations. Later in the morning, former People's Alliance of Democracy leaders will hold a press conference on the political situation. At 10 a.m., the Senate is scheduled to begin its deliberations on the blanket amnesty bill. The Senate is expected to reject the bill and send it back to the House of Representatives, which is not good enough for the Democrats, who, in an ultimatum, are demanding the bill be killed altogether by 6 p.m. The noon hour is once again going to be a noisy one, with whistleblowers gathering not in one, but four areas of the city, Silom, Asok, Sapan Kwai, and the Ratchadam Pisaik area, before marching to Ratchadam Noon Avenue. At 4 o'clock, the city could get very quiet as the International Court of Justice begins the reading of its ruling on the Thai-Cambodian dispute over the Phat Wi Han Temple, an event broadcast live on national television. The Prime Minister is expected to react in an address to the nation at 7:30 p.m. Before that, however, the Democrats and thousands of anti-amnesty protesters, swelled by busloads of upcountry participants, will consider their next step, assuming the 6 p.m. ultimatum is not met. All the while, the red shirts will be watching closely for any attempt to overthrow the government. Yesterday, they proved they are still a major force with a large rally in Muang Thong Thani. Estimates of the crowd ranged from 50,000 to 100,000.